In 1975, a young cardiologist arrived in Cleveland.
I came here in a rented truck with a Vega in the back end because it was too sick to pull.
Jump ahead 36 years, and the newbie with a beater of a car is now CEO of the Cleveland Clinic. His name is Toby Cosgrove, and he presides over a medical empire vastly larger than when he came to town hoping to get better at heart surgery.
We were about 140, 150 doctors. We've grown a little bit since that time. We're now about 3,000.
The clinic has become a centerpiece of an industry that employs roughly 70,000 people. That includes places like University Hospitals next door and Summa Health in Akron. Growth has been rapid. University Hospitals alone has added 4,000 workers in the last few years. And expansions have been pegged at about $3 billion in construction spending.
Do you have any questions with your pacemaker?
George Rouse is a nurse who made his own transition before the rest of the region.
All my friends are like, are you crazy? Are you nuts?
About 15 years ago, Rouse was working in IT for a manufacturing company.
I had a very good living with that company, but I'm like, what if this would ever end? What would I do next?
His premonition was right. His former employer closed up shop a few years ago. No one thinks he's crazy now.
I mean, when I'm driving to work in, you know, the last 2 years for all of us, you know, our houses have dwindled down to nothing. Our 401ks have shrunk down. I mean, all these pieces are crumbling.
But while it worked for Rouse, healthcare is no replacement for manufacturing. Health jobs make up about 11% of the workforce. In its heyday, say the 50s and 60s, manufacturing jobs employed 40% of Clevelanders.
Healthcare became the big generator of jobs by accident.
Chris Sepper is the founder of MedCity News. Cleveland's hospitals have been growing for nearly a century. It's only been in the last decade that healthcare has become the center of economic development.
The healthcare system here and the life sciences industry here does as much as it possibly can. But there's a limit to what they can do.
And another thing. Cleveland never really set out to become a healthcare capital. Cleveland Clinic CEO Toby Cosgrove says it's not like some politician stood at a podium many years ago.
No, nobody raised their hand and said that we were going to push this organization to the front.
The clinic's international reputation can be traced back to advances in heart care in the 50s and 60s. Now, patients arrive from around the country and world for heart procedures. Foreign patients often pay cash. Bringing patients in is the holy grail for cities like Detroit that want to be like Cleveland. But even at the clinic, only 1% of its patients are international. Paul Ginsberg is president of the Center for Studying Health System Change.
When you really look at the numbers of some places that are very strong in medical tourism, it's not that large a part.
Ginsberg says there are other reasons why healthcare may not be a good economic driver for regions. For one, building more hospitals often means people consume more care, which means we all pay more in taxes and insurance. Whether any city can sustain this much expansion is a big question. And the industry is changing, shifting more to home care and so-called telemedicine. Already, smaller hospitals are outsourcing difficult diagnoses to places like the Cleveland Clinic. Chris Sepper of MedCity News says that will make it even harder for cities trying to embrace healthcare as their future.
I think if you're building healthcare systems and hospitals as an idea that they are going to be your jobs growth engine, it's a lose-lose situation.
Cosgrove of the clinic says we may end up with nationwide chains, the way banks have consolidated over the years. So if you're trying to copy Cleveland, good luck. For Changing Gears, I'm Dan Bobkoff.